Hello and welcome back to Adventures in Marketing. I am your host, Gwen Montoya. You can find more about me at gwenmontoya.com. I am very happy that you are joining me today. If this is your first time, thank you for giving it a listen. If you are a returning listener, thank you for coming back. Your support means a lot, and I really appreciate the notes and emails that you send me saying that episodes are helpful. So thank you for taking the time to reach out. I really appreciate that. In today's episode, I want to talk about staying focused in all of the noise. And I am seeing a lot of people just feeling ground down. They are stressed out. They're feeling overwhelmed. And when we're in that place, especially if we are business owners, because honestly, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a business owner. We have to live in the world, but we also have businesses to run, and it can be so hard to focus when there is so much noise and stress happening in the world. And so I kind of wanted to talk about that in today's episode. What do we do? What do we do when everything feels like it is too much? And we are here trying to maintain businesses and schedules and normalcy in the middle of a place that is not normal and it's not okay. But then we still have things to do. So what do we do in those spots? So the first thing I think when it comes to being a member of the community of Earth and being good people, I think we do what we can, where we can, and when we can. We help our neighbors. We help our friends. You know, if we have the funds to donate to organizations that are doing really good work in the world, then we do that. There are thousands, and I'm sure that we all have our favorites. We take care of ourselves, because if we're not taking care of ourselves, we can't do any of the other things. We get beyond the bubble bath and the massages when it comes to self-care, right? Like, you need to be drinking water. You need to be moving in a way that feels good to your body. You need to do something that is just for you, that is just because you enjoy it. But I remember when my kids were little and just feeling like I had no space, no autonomy. So even if you're in that place where your kids are little and you are stressed out, you need to have some sort of time for yourself, even if it's going and sitting in your car in the driveway and listening to music or a podcast or something, even if you don't go anywhere, right? You need to have some time and some space. But beyond that, what do we do when we have a business to run and it feels like everything is on fire at the same time? That's really where the challenge is, right? Like, you look at everything and you're like, well, I don't even know what to do. Look at what's going on in your home, in your world. Look at what you can let go of for now, maybe not forever, but for now. If you are feeling stressed out and burned out around meals and meal planning and dinners and all of those things, then look for takeout ways, look for frozen meals, look for delivery, look for paper plates for one night a week or two nights a week if the dishes are overwhelming. And it's such a small thing, right? Like, do the dishes. Or meal plan. But it really does take a lot of time and a lot of mental energy. And if you're feeling stressed out by everything else, you might not have the mental energy for that. So if that's something that would help you, do that. And then look in your business. So if blogging is something that you want to do, but it does not necessarily bring you business in this short term, then let it go for 6 months and come back to it. Or podcasting, if you have a podcast, and it is something that you love, but it's something that is stressing you out on top of all of the other stressors, let that go. If sending an email to your list every single week is stressing you out, do it once a month. Like, there are ways to still stay visible and still stay in front of people without burning ourselves out. And this isn't really about burnout. It's more about when there's so much stuff going on in the world and so many things we have to keep track of that we still have to keep forward momentum in our business. But where can we lessen it? Where can we let go of it? Same with social media posting. If you're posting every single day, try cutting it back to 4 times a week or 3 times a week and see if that impacts your business. And if it does, then ramp it back up. If it doesn't, then stay at that level because you have gained back more time in your brain to think of other things. And look at where you can outsource. And I know that right now, you know, some businesses are doing really great. Some businesses are doing not so great. If your business is in a place where it's doing really great, and you are growing and you are feeling overwhelmed in that area, then look for ways to outsource. And outsourcing doesn't necessarily have to always mean hire a VA. It can mean hire a copywriter to write, you know, your email so that you don't have to do that. It can mean hire a housekeeper so that you don't have to do that. It can mean, like I said, get takeout or sign up for a meal delivery service. Like, there's lots of different ways that we can do outsourcing that can remove some of the mental noise in our heads because somebody else is taking care of it. Now, if you're somebody who would get more stressed out by having a housekeeper, then that's not going to be your person, right? But there are other things that you can do. There, think of ways that you can outsource, that you can automate, right? If you are somebody who checks your email 10 times a day because you're so nervous about missing a client, but you don't get email enough to check it 10 times a day, then set a timer on your phone so that you're only checking it a couple of times a day instead of that constant feeling like you have to run to your phone constantly or you have to run to your computer, because that will reduce some of the noise. And the same goes for social media. Like, you know, I love social media, but you can also set a timer and get off. You don't have to doom scroll. You don't have to spend all day there. You don't have to respond to anybody's comments on any post ever. You are not required to get in the muck with everybody. I mean, if that's a stress relief for you, then do that. But for a lot of people, they feel like they have to respond to comments, but do you really have to? And if you feel like it's something that you want to respond to, just save it and go back to it in a day or two and see if you really want to respond to it. And I think a lot of times what you'll find is that it's not as important. Because I think one of the things social media does is it makes us feel like everything is important at all times in the moment right now. And it can pull us away from the important things. So that's something to think about too. When it comes to keeping our businesses afloat, because again, we are business owners, I always ask people, where did your last five clients come from? Where did your last five influxes of money come from? Go do more of that, because those last five times, wherever they came from, it worked. Go back and do that again. Do the thing that made the five people hire you, or the five different businesses work with you, or whatever it is, the five different times that you got money, go do more of that, because that, you know, works. And in a time when we are feeling really overwhelmed and there's a lot of noise and there's all of these shiny objects and there's so many new social media platforms and, you know, Instagram ads this week and changes that next week, it can be really overwhelming. And so instead of trying to chase the newest shiny thing, think about where your last five sales came from, your last five contacts, your last five referrals. Go do more of that. And that is going to be a better long-term strategy in general than being stuck on social media, feeling like you are doom scrolling, feeling like you can't get off because everything is terrible all the time. And then you really need to find ways to take care of yourself in a long-term, sustainable way. Whether that is, you know, running around the park with your kids, or that is going for a walk by yourself, or that is going to the forest or the ocean, or if you're somebody who actually loves long bubble baths, whatever it is, reading a new book, whatever it is, something that is for you, something that could be considered a hobby if you wanted it to be a hobby, something that you don't feel like you have to monetize, or something that you prevent yourself from monetizing if you're somebody who is always having ideas and can't wait to start new businesses, right? But I think we all need something in our lives that is just for us and doesn't make sense necessarily to anybody else, but we get pleasure from it for no other reason than it brings us pleasure. Because again, we live in a world where everything has to be monetized and we have to keep going. And if we're not being productive, even on a weekend, then what are we even doing with our lives? And it's really okay to take a step back and say, no, my family is important. My hobbies are important. Me sitting on a couch and reading a book for 3 hours and nobody talking to me is important. Whatever it is that makes you feel good and alive and satisfied in your life, do that. If it's rearranging your furniture, if it is refinishing furniture, whatever that is, do that. Make time to do that and don't put that at the bottom of your list. Put it at the top. Like, there's that story about putting the big rocks in the jar first and then filling it in with the little rocks and the little sand and all the little things. Figure out what your big rocks are. And I'm hoping that one of the big rocks is it needs to be. One of the big rocks needs to be how you take care of yourself. And I think that if you start with the big rocks of taking care of yourself, making sure that your business is solid, doing the important things in your world, then let it fill in with the little stuff and all the noise. But if you focus only on the noise, you can't hear anything else that's important. And that's what we need to do. We need to focus on the things that we can do. And like I said, if you have money to donate, or time, if you don't have money, time is also something that is a valuable thing to share with somebody who needs it. Help your friends, help your neighbors, stay connected to your community, reach out and create new community if you don't have one. Like, these are all really important things, and they last longer than the noise in the world. Hopefully this episode was helpful. Hopefully it gave you something to think about. If there's something that I forgot or something that you disagree with me on, I would love to hear it. My email is gwen@gwenmontoya.com, or you can learn more about me at gwenmontoya.com.